Now, the rest of the story. Even before World War I, Irving Berlin was internationally renowned. Perhaps America's most celebrated young songwriter. A few years before, he had composed Alexander's Ragtime Band, and ever since, virtually everything Berlin touched turned to musical gold. Almost everything. It was about this time, the year 1917, that Tin Pan Alley was experimenting with new promotional techniques. Since not everybody attended theaters or vaudeville houses, there was a vast untapped market of sheet music buyers out there somewhere. And one way or another, the publishers were going to reach them. As a means of gaining access to all that potential revenue, a test advertising campaign was proposed. First, they'd take a brand new Irving Berlin tune. Then, focusing on a limited marketing area, in this case Philadelphia, they would bombard the public with unprecedented hype. They would flood the newspapers with advertisements. They would cover the major store windows with posters. They would hire newsboys to deliver circulars and sandwich board men to walk through the streets. Everywhere the same message. Irving Berlin's newest and greatest song is now available for purchase. Oh, yes, the song? It was called Smile and Show Your Dimple. Smile and Show Your Dimple. On the eve of the massive marketing operation, Tin Pan Alley executives were predicting that Smile and Show Your Dimple would sell hundreds of thousands of copies overnight. They were wrong. Despite their tremendous effort, Smile and Show Your Dimple sold only 2,500 copies. And within a few weeks, the surefire Berlin tune was officially pronounced a failure. Now, 16 years has elapsed since Irving Berlin's misfired melody, Smile and Show Your Dimple. Now it's 1933. Berlin was working on the score for a new Mosshart review called As Thousands Cheer. Most of the songs were coming along nicely, but one production number had the composer stymied. It was a Fifth Avenue street scene. It needed something special. Trouble was, nothing special came to mind. It seemed that for this number, the composer's muse was just out to lunch. You know what happened? Irving Berlin, weary of getting nowhere fast, decided to steal a song. Irving Berlin stole a song? Yes. But this one he stole from himself. He went all the way back into his own records, back to 1917, before World War I. He dug up Smile and Show Your Dimple, and he changed the lyrics and he put that in the show. And yes, when As Thousands Cheer appeared on Broadway, the 16-year-old discarded tune, retitled, reworded, reintroduced, was a smash success. The song, pushed so hard by Tin Pan Alley executives in 1917, the composition that had failed so utterly 16 years before, found a new life in the new times of 1933 and would be remembered forevermore. You know the tune that nobody would buy? As Easter Parade. Only now you know the rest of the story.